The KPBS Midday Edition podcast is supported by the law firm of Mintz, working with startups and growing companies. Mintz Legal Services can help clients raise capital, secure space, and protect intellectual property to achieve strategic goals. More at mintz.com. Mintz, built on excellence, driven by change.
This is KPBS Midday Edition. The first all-female spacewalk was canceled late last month because there weren't enough correctly sized spacesuits prepared at the International Space Station. Despite the blunder, NASA's inclusion of women has improved dramatically over the years. About one-third of NASA's active astronauts are women, but it wasn't always that way. A play at the Old Globe tells the true story of Jerry Cobb, a woman who trained to become one of America's first astronauts. Despite outperforming her male counterparts in several categories, she never got the chance to go to space. KPBS arts reporter Nina Guerin spoke with Morgan Hallett, who plays Jerry Cobb in the production, and Laurel Olstein, the playwright, at the Old Globe in Balboa Park. Laurel begins with how she first discovered who Jerry Cobb was.
I actually was writing a short story about 8 years ago about female astronaut, an idea I had for a short story, and I thought I didn't know enough about female astronauts, so I Googled first American female astronaut, really absolutely assuming I would get Sally Ride, and Jerry Cobb's name came up, born in 1931, and I thought, who? I had no idea, never heard of her. And it was really like I went down a rabbit hole because there was information about the Mercury 13. Never heard of any of this. And I was shocked that I'd never heard of it. And none of my friends had either, which was, I felt like I have to write about this.
Did you have an interest in space before that?
Well, not specifically in space. I mean, I think it's fascinating, but I don't think I was specifically like a space geek or anything. and now I know there are a lot of those. But I find it fascinating. Women's stories, untold women's stories, do fascinate me.
So Jerry was one of the Mercury 13, a group of women who trained to be astronauts in the 1960s. What about Jerry specifically made you decide that she would be the central character in the play?
Well, Jerry was the first one of the women to be tested in that group. And she passed more of the test, the second phase of the test, and that was going to go into the third phase of the test to test more women, and then it was canceled. So she was really the first that Dr. Lovelace was testing. And Dr. Lovelace, who had tested the Mercury 7 men, he was very convinced that women would make, as you know, astronauts as good as men. In some ways, there were better reasons to have women as astronauts because their weight, for one, you know, definitely pilots. But Jerry was just fascinating to me because she was a little Oklahoma girl and loved flying, and this is all she wanted in her life. And so you always look for, as a writer, you always look for a character who is stupendously hungry. And that's Jerry. She really wanted something so, so badly. So that makes it, the stakes high.
Morgan, you play Jerry Cobb in the play. Despite passing and excelling in a training program for astronauts in the 60s, Jerry never made it into orbit. What are some of the things that stood in her way?
I think time, honestly, is one of the major obstacles, honestly. I mean, you could point to so many things that got in the way, but I think the time in which this took place, the time in which she was a woman, the time in which society was having this period, I think was ultimately what kind of was the capper here. It was unfortunate that you know, despite the tests and the drive and the abilities of these women, Jerry included, it just wasn't, it wasn't going to happen because of how, where society was at in terms of looking at women as equals to men and that they're just as capable of anything.
And Morgan, what about Jerry was important for you to bring to the stage?
Well, let's see. The play follows her from a very young age through her later life, so it covers a lot of her growing and her journey. I think following the growth of her along with her love and passion for doing this and the opportunity becoming a reality and then ultimately being taken away. I think following her path in terms of growing as a woman, growing, you know, from girlhood on, and that ambition and then following where that leads her when it doesn't quite go the way she wants it to. I think that that was sort of the path that is most important. I mean, there's a lot about her and her family and herself that are very important, but I guess that's would be the focus, maybe.
Laurel, how close did you stay to Jerry's story when you were writing the play?
Well, I did quite a bit of research, and so there's some things in the play that are directly, like there was a congressional hearing, which is fascinating, and you couldn't make up some of the stuff these guys said, and what reporters said, too. As far as the arc of her story, her life, it's, I certainly followed what I found she went through. I did take some dramatic license with certain things, made up some characters, had some fun. There's humor in it too. It's a very theatrical way of looking at her life as well, because it takes place in the isolation tank, which is in the beginning of the play anyway, which is the test that she surpassed the men in. And so that was a wonderful way inside her head, sort of, that as a writer, it really freed me to go anywhere. Because I wrote scenes with her mother and her father, and of course there's not as much written about them, so I had to create those characters a bit more.
Can you explain how this world of space translates on the stage?
Well, the thing that's wonderful is that it is in the round. So I think that is just, it's the perfect theater for it. It's just the perfect venue because you're just there. The audience is inside the tank with her and in her dreams, in her imagination. So I think that would be my answer. I don't know.
No, I think that's, yeah, I would agree with that. I think I don't quite know how you would stage it not in the round, honestly. And I think, yeah, that sense of this surrounding her and kind of being on all sides of her is sort of space-like. I don't know. But yeah, there's something about that I think translates really well and helps get a sense.
And Morgan, what do you hope that people learn about Jerry's story through the play? Or what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, I mean, to echo what Laurel said just earlier, I think first and foremost, that they know who she is an amazing, just knowing her story, period, that she existed, that this happened, that this was an event that no one talks about, no one seems to know about. I didn't know about it. I had no idea who Jerry Cobb was, nor did anyone I knew. So I think, first and foremost, that is very important. I think also, yes, it takes place in the past, in the 60s, and it was a long time ago, quote unquote, but I don't think this story is in any way unfamiliar to any women. Anyone can say, no, I'm not an astronaut, I'm not a pilot, but I remember an experience in my life where I've had hopes, dreams, ambitions, and something has gotten in the way that wasn't my doing, that perhaps was because of where we are at in society based, you know, and gender roles. And so I think, I don't think it will be hard for people, especially women, to relate to this, even if they don't get in a plane.
That was playwright Laurel Olstein and actress Morgan Hallett speaking with KPBS arts reporter Nina Guerin. They Promised Her the Moon runs through May 12th at the Old Globe in Balboa Park.
Support for this podcast comes from the Old Globe's new musical, Life After, now playing through April 28th. A young woman questions the events surrounding her famous father's sudden death and looks for answers. More at oldglobe.org.